Blog Talk Radio.
He's at the 20, throwing feet, 25, 30, 35. He's got a chance, sees the block. He's in midfield. He's going to take it to the house. See ya, 91 yards. Breaks one tackle. He's got some running room, 30, 35. He could go down the far sideline. I don't think we're going to get him. He's going to have a chance, though. He takes him at the 39, at the 40, comes to the outside, 45. He's at midfield, runs past the man, 40. He's coming back the other way. He's at the 30, he's at the 25, 20, 15, 10. He may go home, and he does. Holy cow.
Kick in the air. LSU wins. I can tell you for sure now, LSU wins.
The sun will soon find its home in the western sky, and it will be Saturday night in Death Valley.
Welcome to Bengal Beat, a Tiger Hype podcast. I am your host, Patrick Fry, and I am here each week talking LSU football. Thank you so much for giving us a listen. Be sure to go follow our Facebook page, Tiger Hype, and also our podcast page, Tiger Hype Podcast. Well, the LSU Tigers have unfortunately now suffered two consecutive losses after falling to the Arkansas Razorbacks last night, 31-14 in Tiger Stadium. It is their first home loss since Alabama last season in overtime. Let's take a look at the scoring recap. Honestly, from the get-go, you just had that feeling that it wasn't even going to be close. Arkansas got on the board in the first quarter after the 52-yard pass from Brandon Allen to Dominique Reed, made it 7-0. And now into the second quarter, very early into the second quarter, Alex Collins broke the 80-yard run to make it 14-0. Later on in the quarter, about 3:55 to go in the first half, Alex Collins, yet again from 5 yards out, scored, and immediately, before you could even blink an eye, it was 21-0. Well, I say before you can blink an eye. I mean, 21-0. It felt like it happened very, very quickly. LSU was able to get on the board with 24 seconds remaining in the first half. Malachi Dupree caught a 5-yard pass from Brandon Harris to make it 21-7, and that was your score at halftime. In the third quarter, LSU came out, looked like they were going to maybe make it a ball game. Leonard Fournette cashed in on a 2-yard run early in the third quarter. It was 21-14, but that was about as close as LSU would get. Cole Hedlund made a 25-yard field goal with 5:33 remaining in the third quarter, made it 24-14 Arkansas. And then in the fourth quarter, it was capped off. Jared Cornelius, 69-yard touchdown run, and that made it 31-14, which was your final score. So the Tigers now, they fall to 7-2 on the season after the 7-0 start. Overall, under Les Miles, LSU drops now to 27-3 following a loss. This is just the third time that Les Miles has lost back-to-back games while at LSU. I'm trying to think the last time he actually lost back-to-back games. I know he lost back-to-back games in 2008. Maybe he lost back-to-back games in 2009. But since then, I honestly don't believe he's lost back-to-back games. So definitely been a while since LSU's lost back-to-back games. And better days have been seen in Baton Rouge, as these two consecutive losses have certainly created an uproar in Baton Rouge over the coaching staff, and we'll talk a little bit about more in just a little bit. Leonard Fournette was held to under 100 yards for just the second time this season, as he finished with 91 yards on 19 carries and a touchdown. Brandon Harris, he had a career high in completions and passing attempts, if there's a bright spot for this offense last night. He was 21-35. And he threw for 271 yards along with a touchdown and an interception that was thrown in the end zone late in the ballgame. Now, the LSU defense limited Arkansas to just 141 passing yards, which was the Razorbacks' lowest output of the season. So there was a couple of bright spots for LSU last night. But overall, when you lose a game by a score of 31-14 to an unranked team, especially to a team like Arkansas that had a lot of high hopes coming into the season. They lost one of their big-time running backs before the season even started, and they had a couple of bad losses throughout the season. They were only 5-4 coming into this game. At least last week, I talked about how there was hope that LSU could still make the college football playoff. Obviously, that is now out of the window. LSU has pretty much technically been eliminated from playoff contention, although it would take quite the miracle and a lot of craziness if LSU were to somehow get back into this one. Actually, I think now it is actually mathematically impossible. Now that I think about it, Alabama did get the win yesterday over Mississippi State. They only have one more SEC game, and even if they were to lose to Auburn in 2 weeks, they would still have the tiebreaker over LSU. So, yeah, pretty much the Tigers are mathematically eliminated from SEC contention, thus being eliminated from the college football playoff contention. Even though we could not stop the run game of Arkansas last night, they piled up 299 yards rushing as a team, and Alex Collins had 141 of those yards. After the game, Les Miles stated that the loss was absolutely his fault, and a lot of fans are just coming out on how, Les Miles, if we want to continue to see these mediocre seasons, then we need to continue supporting Les Miles. I'm an avid supporter of Les Miles. He brings tremendous talent to Baton Rouge, and I honestly think that, and I almost said it last week, I might have even mentioned it last week about how the psyche of this LSU football team, when they play Alabama, it's like, I don't know, one thing happens and then their confidence just absolutely goes out the window. And last night, it just seemed like they just did not want to play that ball game last night. Arkansas came all the way down here to play a game. LSU just looked like they did not want to play that game, and it almost maybe they felt like the season was over after the Alabama game, which in my opinion wasn't the case. But now the season is over as far as any SEC championship or college football playoff appearance is concerned. But there is a chance LSU could get into a bowl game, get a nice quality opponent. I was looking at some bowl projections just before I went on the air here, and man, I tell you what, some possible great matchups. If LSU can still get two big wins over the next couple of weeks, we have Ole Miss on the road this coming Saturday, followed by Texas A&M on senior night in Baton Rouge next Saturday after the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So we'll get a little more into those games in just a little bit. But a lot of fans are now becoming very agitated with Les Miles after two straight embarrassing losses. After the 7-0 start that made this season look like it was going to be a promising one. We'll take a look at the LSU team statistics now. Through their first nine games, total offense 50th in the country now. Their rushing offense still in the top 10, but they're 10th now in the country. Their average goes down to 253 yards per game. They only ran the ball, I think, total last night as a team for 59 yards because Brandon Harris could not run the football at all last night. He was being pressured, and although he did throw a complete 21 passes, there was a lot of times that he just was forced out of the pocket. And we know Brandon Harris is a guy that can do well outside of the pocket, but he was sacked quite a few times for a loss of a lot of yards. And then our passing offense, 114th in the country. I don't know if that's an improvement from last week, but with the slow start we had in the passing game early in the season, it's kind of there was only one way to go, and that was up for our passing offense. Our team passing efficiency, 36th in the country. So we're still efficiently passing the ball somewhat. So there were some times last night where I did see our passing game do some good things. And I tell you what, I don't know what the deal is with this offense, but I feel like LSU has all the potential in the world to where they could have a dynamic passing offense with the talent we have at wide receiver and the throwing ability of Brandon Harris. Some people – still may disagree that Brandon Harris does not have the throwing arm that we'd hope he has, but I firmly believe that he's still a tremendous passer, and he's only a sophomore, so we're going to get him at least for another 2 years because he's certainly not going to the NFL. Even if he does play well, with the style of offense we play, he just doesn't put up enough numbers for even – NFL teams to even probably consider looking at him even early. So we will get Brandon Harris, all of next season, and as well as Leonard Fournette. So, I know it might be a little early to talk next season already, but when you're mathematically eliminated from the SEC championship and the college football playoffs, then you kind of want to start talking about next year. But we're going to, just kind of wanted to throw that out there that this is a very young team. We're going to have a lot of talent coming back next year, I believe, especially on offense. I have a feeling next year our team will be very similar to the 2013 team, where we have a dynamic offense, but our defense may struggle a little bit as far as allowing points. But let's continue with the team statistics. Rushing defense, 27th in the country, man. The last two games, we were in the top 10 in the country going into the Alabama game 2 weeks ago or last weekend. And now we're 27th in the country, giving up 133 yards a game. So the last 2 weeks, our rush defense has absolutely just been non-existent. And we've taken a hit there on our team statistics, rushing defensive-wise. Passing yards allowed, 46th in the country. Our turnover margin is 17th in the country, so turnover margin we're still doing kind of good in. Our best statistics right now, we're tied for 7th in the country in 4th down conversion percentage. Other than that, our red zone offense, we're tied for 28th in the country, converting points 88.6% of the time. Our red zone defense is near the bottom. We're 118th in the country. Net punting, 111th. Kickoff returns, 113th. We've talked about it pretty much over the last couple of months, how our special teams this year has not been good at all. I mean, the one bright spot we've had on special teams this year was our fake field goal against Florida that won us that game. And right now that's still our biggest win of the season, was against Florida. They'll be going to Atlanta on December the 5th, where they'll take on what it looks to be Alabama. So, I don't know. I'm at loss for words at how poor this LSU team has been playing over the past couple of weeks. Alabama, you know, I kind of understand that, just because I still believe we are cursed ever since we lost to Alabama in the national championship game. And we're going to have a tough time getting over the hump, especially as long as Nick Saban's there, because Nick Saban has absolutely had LSU's number over the past 4 years. And just tough times right now for LSU football and their fans. But like I said, there's two more games. We have a chance to get two more huge wins and get into a nice bowl game. We'll talk let's talk a little bit about it right now, actually. I was looking at some bowl projections before we went on the air. I actually have them up right here, right now. They had one website that had us in the Sugar Bowl taking on Oklahoma State. And honestly, if we played Oklahoma State right now, I do not like our chances with that high-powered offense that Oklahoma State has. Oklahoma State is a well-oiled offensive machine right now. They actually had a scare earlier yesterday afternoon. They played Iowa State, and it looked like 2011 all over again, but Oklahoma State was able to pull that out. Another intriguing matchup. I saw one intriguing matchup, and then I saw this other one that seems a little more intriguing right now. Bleacher Report has us projected in the Peach Bowl against Houston, who is right now 10-0 after an amazing comeback win last night. A crazy stat about Houston, actually, yesterday. They are the first team in college football history, if I read it correctly. I can't exactly pull it up at the moment because I saw it on Reddit. But first college football team in history to win a ball game after trailing by 20 points in the fourth quarter. They came all the way back, defeated Memphis 35-34 yesterday. So Bleacher Report has us projected in the Peach Bowl, which is one of the New Year's Six. And honestly, we definitely have to win the next two games to even have a shot at a New Year's Six bowl game. I even thought, honestly, last night after that loss, that our chance at a New Year's Six bowl game flew out the window. But obviously, some websites would like to think otherwise. And another matchup I saw, I would honestly love to see this matchup. It may not happen. It probably won't happen in a New Year's Six bowl game, but one website projected us to go to the Citrus Bowl, where we would take on Michigan. So that would be a very interesting matchup. Les Miles taking on his alma mater, Jim Harbaugh, who's done a fantastic job this year with Michigan. My goodness. Nobody expected Michigan to be nearly as good as they are this year. You know, they're actually one freak play away from still contending for a Big Ten championship. That would certainly be a crazy matchup, I believe. LSU and Michigan in any bowl, no matter if it's the Citrus Bowl or New Year's Six Bowl or whatever, or Independence Bowl, it doesn't matter. I would love to see LSU and Michigan this year. So just to kind of give you guys an idea as to where a lot of teams have us in the bowl projections right now. So we've got a couple of people projecting us to go to a New Year's Six Bowl game, maybe the Sugar Bowl, but right now, honestly, I think that's Florida's spot. The Citrus Bowl would be nice. It's a January 1st bowl game, So after you watch the college football playoff on New Year's Eve, get you a little taste of LSU football on New Year's Day. So, but that's, you know, pending if we win the next two games. So it's going to be very interesting to see how LSU performs over the next 2 weeks after the two embarrassing performances they put on against Alabama and Arkansas. So, and I know a lot of fans here are kind of probably over the football season already due to the last couple of weeks. So we're going to talk a little bit of basketball here. Basketball season is starting, and I know there's some fans excited about the basketball season this year, especially on the men's side. Friday, the LSU men's basketball team won their season opener against McNeese State 81-70. The freshmen were certainly the story Friday night as Ben Simmons, Antonio Blakeney, and Brandon Sampson combined for 51 points. It was also the largest crowd for a home opener at the PMAC since 1991, which was Shaquille O'Neal's final season at LSU. So it was great that they had such a great crowd at the PMAC. Hopefully the Tigers can continue to win. They can draw a good crowd to the PMAC. And this is certainly, I would say this is definitely one of the more high expected seasons for LSU basketball, probably since 2009. Whenever we just had all the experience in the world. We had five starters that had tons of experience, won the SEC championship that year. We went to Kentucky and beat them. And we played Kentucky twice this year, actually, and we actually got to go on the road to Kentucky the last game of the regular season. We also played Kentucky at home on January the 5th, so that's something to kind of keep an eye out for because I believe that might be LSU's first or second SEC game, if I'm not mistaken, but we'll keep you updated on that as the weeks come on. But yeah, LSU men's basketball team, they actually scored 27 consecutive points between the end of the first half and the start of the second half in that game. That was crazy. We're going to 27-0 run. So it was a great opening win for LSU as they will now look to their next game, which is tomorrow night in Baton Rouge at the Pete Maravich Assembly Center against Kennesaw State. That game will be televised on ESPNU. Starting at 8 o'clock, the Tigers also will be playing again later this week on Wednesday when they welcome in South Alabama. That game will be televised on the SEC Network at 8 o'clock. Now, the women's basketball team, they fell just short of a win on the road at Wake Forest after falling 60-57 on Friday, and they are actually – they took on UL Monroe at 3 o'clock. So let me see if I can get a score for that one. Let's see here. I have to go to some live statistics here on the LSU website because I don't think that game is quite done yet. You know what? Better yet, let me just Google this because it's going to be the easiest thing for me to do. Yeah, the LSU women's basketball team, they fell short on their season opener by 3 points. So let's see. Here we go. I'm still getting nothing here, but – we're going to get you an update right now, as a matter of fact, if I can get some live statistics here. I'm surprised this game's not over yet. It started at 3 o'clock, and it's 5:18 right now, but we're going to check out the live statistics here. They went to overtime. So what I'm seeing here is they went to overtime, tied at 53. As far as I know, the game is not over. So if I'm not mistaken, it says OT3. So I don't know if they're in triple overtime or what the deal is. But right now, LSU, UL Monroe, women's basketball in overtime. So the women's basketball schedule coming up, it looks like this. They travel to Little Rock on Wednesday to take on Arkansas Little Rock, and then they will return home Saturday to take on Long Beach State. So good start for the men's basketball team. Not that great of a start for the women's basketball team, but the women's basketball team should bounce back, and they're always competing in the SEC. So not worried about that just yet, just the start of the season, and there's a lot of basketball left to be played. So now let's move back to football, and we have the big Magnolia Bowl this week, the latest edition of it, where LSU has actually lost the last two out of three games in Oxford. So they'll travel to Oxford this week to take on Ole Miss in a game that's not now quite as hyped up as it was probably about a month ago or so, or at least whenever Ole Miss, they beat Alabama back in September. They had a huge win against the Tide in Tuscaloosa. And at the time, it looked like the LSU-Ole Miss game could have decided the West, but since then, Ole Miss dropped a few games to Florida, Memphis, and Arkansas last week in overtime. LSU, of course, is now on a two-game skid, so both teams are looking for a big win here to gain back some confidence and position themselves to get an invite to a good quality bowl game. Let's take a look at the Ole Miss team statistics. Total offense, they are 10th in the country. They're 57th in rushing, but they're 8th in passing offense. So they do have a high-powered passing attack. They're 17th in their team passing efficiency, 12th in scoring, the average over 40 points a game. They can score some points, so hopefully it won't be a long night for this LSU defense. Defensively for Ole Miss, though, 50th in the country in total defense, 23rd in rushing, 92nd in passing yards allowed, 56th in team passing efficiency. So on defense, so their defense probably not as good as it was last year. Their defense last year was absolutely spectacular. Most of you remember the 10-7 ball game in Tiger Stadium. That was probably the second best game of the year last year behind the Florida game. So I'm certainly expecting a tremendous battle, hopefully, this weekend, because let's just say if LSU continues to play like they've been playing the past couple of weeks, it's going to be a long night in Oxford for LSU. Continuing on with the team statistics for Ole Miss, they're 4th in the country in net punting, and they're 8th in the country in first downs. So now punt returns and kickoff returns, they're probably in the same boat as LSU, 106th in punt returns, 119th in kickoff returns. So they're kind of, as far as returning the ball on special teams, they're not that great. Other statistics, first down defense, 76th in the country, fewest penalties per game. They're tied for 74th in the country, so they do get kind of penalized there. Time of possession, 122nd in the country. So, you know, what I just said a while ago about them being 12th in the country in scoring offense, but 122nd in time of possession, that right there automatically tells you that Ole Miss will hurry it up like it's not even funny. So it'll be interesting to see how this LSU defense fares this week. The rush defense for LSU was superb for the first seven games, but have given up a load of rushing yards over the last 2 weeks, and it has been somewhat opposite for the pass defense. You know, there's a lot of questions about the pass defense going into the Alabama game, and the pass defense over the past couple of weeks has actually played better than what they've been playing, but the rushing defense has absolutely, you know, been non-existent to an extent. Allowing Arkansas to their fewest passing yards all season was a bright spot for this defense, but they will be tested against the high-powered offense, passing offense of Ole Miss. And yeah, like I said, 12th highest scoring offense in the country, and they're ranked 122nd in time of possession. So they do run the fast-paced offense. LSU has lost two of their last three meetings in Oxford, so Tigers will have their hands full. We knew it was going to be a tough November, and tough is an understatement at this point, as the Tigers have shown very little life, if any, since we flipped the calendar to November. You know, we're 0-2 with two terrible losses. The Alabama loss, you know, not really just as bad because it's Alabama, and it's hard to believe that 2 weeks ago we were the number two team in the country, and now we're not even playing like we're a top 25 team. And speaking of top 25, LSU falls in both the AP and the coaches poll to number 17. Ole Miss, after having the bye week, they actually now cracked the top 25 in both polls. They're right at number 25, and I think in one of the polls they actually tied with Mississippi State. So depending on how the college football playoff committee ranks both teams, this looks like it's going to be, or could very well be, a top 25 matchup. So let me see if I can get you a quick update on the LSU women's basketball team here real quick. I'm looking. Here we go. And the Lady Tigers up 57-54 right now. Looks like it's 2:16 to go in overtime. LSU Lady Tigers 57-54 lead over UA Monroe. Not sure how to take this right now. The fact that the LSU women's basketball team has been taken overtime by UA Monroe. It's been hard for me to keep up with LSU women's basketball lately, especially since, you know, after they've kind of just had a lackluster seasons over the past few years. After that, those, what, five straight trips to the Final Four the LSU women's basketball team had, and then when you set that kind of standard, and then, you know, you had guys like Van Chancellor come in here, and I wouldn't say he ran the program into the ground, but he certainly did not keep up the standard that LSU women's basketball was known to have. So the Lady Tigers up 57-54 with a couple of minutes left in that game. Hopefully the Lady Tigers pull out a win in that one. So, but it's pretty much about time for me to wrap it up here, folks. LSU, unfortunately, has lost two straight football games. So I'm not even exactly sure what to say anymore about this LSU football team. I don't want to say that they gave up, but if you watched the game last night, it certainly looks like maybe some of them have given up, because it just seemed like they did not want to be there last night. But they do have a chance to get two huge wins. They can get one against Ole Miss, and then get one against Texas A&M. You can finish the season 9-2 as best case scenario right now. 9-2 could be enough, depending on how the other teams fall. Could be enough to get you into maybe a New Year's Six bowl game. I've been looking at the matchups I've been seeing. If we play Houston, that would be amazing. If we play Michigan, that would be even more amazing. If we played Oklahoma State, that would be amazing. So right now, we're paired up with the three different teams we're paired up with. Two of them are still undefeated. The other one has a first-year head coach and is Les Miles' alma mater. So a lot of intriguing possibilities as far as LSU's opponents in these bowl games. So, but it's about time for me to wrap it up here, folks. I want to thank you, everybody, for tuning in again. Remember to like our Facebook page, Tiger Hype, as well as our podcast page, Tiger Hype Podcast. This coming week, LSU football will take their final road trip of the regular season when they travel to Oxford to take on the Rebels of Ole Miss, and will try to get back to their winning ways. That game will be televised on CBS, and it is set for a 2:30 kickoff time. So until then, folks, have a good week and go Tigers.